May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 30. The soul that with sincere desires seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. Hymn number 30.
Thank you. let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 32, down to verse 25, and then resume again at verse 36. Jeremiah, chapter 32, down to verse 25, and resume again at verse 36. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar. For then the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison which was in the king of Judah's house. For Zedekiah king of Judah had shut him up, saying, Wherefore dost thou prophesy and say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Zedekiah king of Judah shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eyes. And he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall he be until I visit him, saith the Lord. Though ye fight with the Chaldeans, ye shall not prosper. And Jeremiah said, The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Behold, Hanameel, the son of Shalom, thine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, Buy thee my field which is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. So Hanameel, mine uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, and said unto me, Buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine, buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. And I bought the field of Hanameel, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribed the evidence and sealed it, and took witnesses and weighed him the money in the balances. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open. And I gave the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hanameel, mine uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase, before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Baruch before them, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch the son of Neriah, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth, by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name, great in counsel and mighty in work. For thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings, which has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and hast made thy name as at this day, and hast brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders, and with a strong hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with great terror, and hast given them this land which thou didst swear to their fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold the mounts, they are come unto the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans to fight against it because of the sword, and of the famine, and of the pestilence, and what thou hast spoken to come to pass, and behold, and what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, buy thee the field for money, and take witnesses, for the city is given into thee, hand of the Chaldeans. Down to verse 36. I didn't want to break the chapter up, but it is quite long. And now therefore thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning this city whereof you say, it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries, that whither I have driven them in mine anger, and in my fury, and in great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in the land, in this land assuredly, with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For thus saith the Lord, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them, and field shall be brought in this, be bought in this land, whereof you say it is desolate, without man or beast. It is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Men shall buy fields for money, and subscribe evidences, and seal them, and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin, and in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, and in the cities of the mountains, and in the cities of the valley, in the cities of the south. For I will cause their captivity to return, saith the Lord. Let us pray. O Most High, Holy, Eternal, Almighty Lord God of heaven, the earth thy footstool, we come to worship thee this night in thy lower house. We pray that the opening hymn may be answered, there might be dew and heavenly manna. We come before a three in one and one in three God. O holy, heavenly, high Father, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who sendeth forth the Holy Ghost unto men of low estate, I cry to thee, in thy sovereign will and love, to lead me to thy Son daily, for the washing that thou hast blessed and is effectual, the washing of God. O thy sovereign mercy we have known, as thy Son is made precious, and is our only hope and redeemer, that is according to thy will and love and eternal electing grace. O do look down in mercy through him, through his atoning blood, what he has wrought upon us poor worms, and love us, we pray. O Lord Jesus, we come to thee, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, who dwellest in the midst of the throne, and art in the bosom of the Father, and ever was. In thy holy deity, O, we plead thy dying, I address thee, my high priest, with the Father, with God, that was dead, and is now alive, thou who hast tasted the death of thy people, help us as we now feel deathliness often daily in our hearts, and as we come now to worship. For Lord, we come as we are, and that isn't much, barren, barren, and still barren, in and of ourselves, and always will be, but we have to learn it, and it's painful. Lord Jesus, thou hast tasted thy people's sin, barrenness, corruption, and suffered for it. Thou hast not tasted it in the sense of partaking in it, but the shame, the reproach, the death, the judgment, the curse it's brought. But thou hast overcome. And Lord, we will not overcome at all except in Thee. O Lord Jesus, come to us. Increase my faith. Increase my faith in what Thou hast done for my soul and what Thou hast said. And in the atonement, send the Holy Ghost now in the midst of us. Blessed Spirit, I look to Thee. Surely Thou dost dwell in my soul, dost Thou not? But what a cage of unclean birds. But except Thou dost dwell, it'll never be clean. And I pray Thee by Thy sovereign grace, ever be a warning to me, ever be a purging, ever be a cleansing, ever be an unctuous light to all that's right and a bar to all that's wrong. O blessed Spirit, O dwell in our hearts by love and grace. Ah, but here we are, Lord, come gathered, poor and needy, weak, feeble, pathetic. But Lord, we're so corrupt, unbelievably corrupt. We see greater abominations and don't just see them, we feel them. Oh, lead us to the fountain. Precious Lord Jesus, please help me. Please help me. I come confessing my sins, pleading Thy name, pleading Thy work, pleading Thy holy, effectual blood. Yes, a natural blood of man, but verily sanctified and acceptable to God by the union with deity in the person of the Son. Lord, it is a holy offering, and it is a holy life, we plead, that it may be imparted to us through the cross, and we must take up this cross. We must bear this Thy reproach, for Thou hast borne our reproach. Is it not a hard thing to bear Thy reproach? It's hard to the flesh, but to the Spirit it is a very willing taking up. Lord, for Thou hast borne my curse, I hope Thou hast. I profess Thou hast, but we get very, very anxious. Dear Lord, dost Thou not? And can we not now take up our cross to follow Thee? Lord, surely it cannot be a hard thing. Make us willing in the day of Thy power. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Meet with us now, bless this house of prayer. Bless the dear deacons, their dear friend of the desk, remember him. This night, and each of them with their loved ones, the church, the congregation. Those in senior years, support, bless, uphold. Those in the middle, burdens of life, oh, let them live at the throne of grace, oh, that they could. Oh, that they could cast their burden on Thee. Lord, they certainly will. They'll have to. Remember our young men and women going forth. They live in a day of fearsome temptation. Tremendous allurements, unholy allurements, attractions in the flesh, pressure on every hand. Oh, speak to them, awaken them, wound them, bless them, comfort them. Let them know Thee, let them behold Thee. In the lattice of the gospel. Dear Lord, remember all in affliction, pain, suffering, sorrow, loneliness, tribulation, unhappiness. God, be merciful and appear. Bless the minister of the word in this house. Hear the prayers of the church, the congregation. Do remember each in mercy. Remember Zion, bless thy servants on the walls of Zion, the editors of our magazines, the secretaries of our societies. Bless them in their labours. Return in power. Bless thy one church in the earth, the missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Where are thy people meet? Have mercy on this guilty land. Have mercy on England in these calamitous, solemn times. Give us grace to stand in thy tender fear. Touch our Queen. Thank you for the birth of a royal prince. God be merciful to him and his parents and the Queen. We're anxious concerning the Prince of Wales. Dear Lord, lengthen out our Protestant heritage, civil liberties, religious liberties, freedom to worship. Bring us as a nation to repentance. We bless thee, thank thee, praise thee for all thy mercies, thy great goodness. Innumerable. We cannot comprehend them. We desire to have a humble, thankful heart. Thou hearest prayer. Thou triest the heart, the reins, the inner parts of the soul. That we might grow in grace. We thank thee, bless thee. And may I show forth thanksgiving in my life, walk, conversation, humbly before thee, before thine eye, not just before men. We thank thee for those spiritual mercies. Throne of grace, the word of God, our great high priest, his precious blood, the doors of Zion open. Do bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Thou knowest every special case, every need here. Remember those away, families, friends away. Watch between them, bring them back safely. Bless the Sunday school in this place. Dear Lord, we look to thee now for help. Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon earth I desire beside thee. Thou knowest every heart where that is true. And thou knowest it is true. For without thee, Lord, we can do nothing. For thou hast said it, and Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? In other words, to whom else? But to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and assure that Christ, the Son of the living God, and thus we come this evening to thee for help, for blessing. O Lord Jesus, we bow submissively, quietly. Oh, please be pleased to meet with us, and please bless the word. It's not a question of just labouring vain. Let us not gather in vain. Bless the word, Lord, I pray. Prepare our hearts for thy will. In life's journey, the remaining days of our life, prepare our hearts. To know and do thy will. Prepare us the end of the journey. Prepare me for the great change that must and will come. I look alone to thee for help. Confessing my sins. O Lord, confessing my sins. Looking to Jesus' blood and pleading in living faith. Well, I hope faith. Give me that faith to believe what thou hast done for my soul. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Holy Ghost, I plead before the throne, Lord Jesus, for thy sake, Come, come, come. Amen.
Hymn number 123. Blood has a voice to pierce the skies. Revenge, the blood of Abel cries. But the dear stream, when Christ was slain, speaks peace as loud from every vein. Hymn 123.
In complete dependence upon the Lord, I will draw your attention to the chapter we read, Jeremiah 32 and verses 26 and 27. Prophet Jeremiah 32 and verses 26 and 27. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Jeremiah 32, verses 26 and 27. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? We arrived in this area without a text and to speak, I got plenty of texts, but it's what is laid in the heart in a peculiar way. And I opened the Word of God again on this chapter. My eyes didn't fall on the Word at all. But as soon as I saw the chapter, I felt, I hope I'm right, I felt I got to speak this word. I knew the word was in here. I knew that I must try and venture. You know, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. I'll leave this with you, this thought. If you are familiar, acquainted with the Word of God and His dealings, you will see that the Lord does not speak easily to anyone. He can in a moment, the twinkling of an eye, speak. It's nothing for Him to speak. But it is the effect afterwards. And the reason is, dear friend, that we are lost. You know, we all speak of being sinners, don't we? It's quite a denominational word, I suppose. Of course, it's God's word. But, you know, if you say you're a sinner, I wonder if you really know whether that you are actually on the way to everlasting burning. To be a sinner means that you have committed hell-deserving, hell-damning sins, a transgression of God's law against His will. And hence my thoughts that when the Lord speaks to His people, it is usually in the furnace, in affliction, in fire, to deliver them. How can salvation come to anyone that doesn't know he's lost? Now, I will qualify that because the Lord is a sovereign. He can show a heart. There is a God and who He is and the grace of His Son. But by and by that heart will be brought so low, needing that atonement. And if you look into God's word, God's people are made a poor people, a needy people. All mankind are poor and are needy. In business training, it arises a man's social needs and so forth, hence why there is production. I won't go into all the history of all that, but. But before, we are become a needy people, needing the Lord, needing His grace, needing His love, needing His care. And what is amazing, you're kept poor. When the Lord first had mercy on me, not everyone is a safe haven alike, and I get very fearful I'm deceived, but I perhaps shouldn't say that in public. But I thought, well, I don't know these people are speaking these trials about. You know, Christ was so precious to my heart, I found my sins forgiven. Mind you, I've felt pretty many sins, I can tell you, but they were put away, I verily believe. Well, I believe I knew the Lord Jesus, and I could not understand the trials, but we were made poor, you see, brought down to know the plague of our own heart, and brought down into tribulation through our own mistakes. Own mistakes. Brought into years of sorrow through our own mistakes. Anyone had that in this chapel? Through a mistake. Not waiting for the Lord. Not listening to his voice. Brought into years of trouble. God is a sovereign. I'm not trying to be scary. He's very merciful. I will preach to you his mercy if I can. But I speak from experience, all to humble us. But I tell you one thing, if you're his, he'll never forsake you, you know. He'll never forsake you. Never. You know, you won't always feel him near, but you won't find him ever completely gone. Oh, you'll say he has. Oh, you'll feel he has completely gone. But you know, you're still looking for him. It's a solemn thought, you know. If the Lord left you, you'd be a Judas. You know, we just can't understand that, can we? How he could go off and do a thing like he did. Betray the Lamb of God. Well, we can get very tempted. Friend, but not brought to repentance. Not a shame about him. Except a natural conviction which every man carries. Jeremiah's in the fire. And the nation's been judged. Severely judged. His dear people go through the fire. They know the judgments of God. And the trials, plagues of their own heart. The weakness of their own flesh, the shortness, the brevity of their days, the folly of building castles in this earth. And the Lord brings them to book. You know, we can look in the Bible and say, how grievously Israel sinned, didn't they? Fancy that. Look at Judas. I can't believe what they got up to. Friend, What I can't believe is what I've got up to. I never can't understand what places we get into. The thousands of times I've said, I'll never get this, I'll never do this again, I'll never think this again, I'll never rebel again, I'll never shake my fist again at the Lord, and never do this and never do that. And we see the sins of Judah, idolatry, and we're full of idolatry. Even his dear people that love him, their heart turns away. But of course, not to worship others, other gods. I'm not saying that at all. In fact, after the, as we read, you give them a heart to seek him, as we read in the chapter, the restoration, of the rebuilding of the temple, they didn't serve idols publicly then. Although they were still sinners. Well, we'll leave all that. Let us come to the word. You know, where did the word of the Lord come to Jeremiah? In the prison in the king's court. For his faithfulness. Do you have a spiritual prison? Have you had to cry out? Because I have. Bring my soul out of prison. That I might praise thy name. It came to him, the word of the Lord. You know, it was a most solemn time, solemn surroundings. And You know, what a mercy. Oh, friend, what a mercy. God's purpose of grace in the fire, in the tribulation. Not just to speak to Jeremiah, but to speak to him concerning Jerusalem and Judea, whom he loved and where he was. God's honour. God's honour, God's glory is here at stake. The word of the Lord came. You know, dear friend, unless the word of the Lord came, there would never be a text like this. And unless the word of the Lord comes to your heart in salvation, in a delivering promise, friend, what hope would you have? What gospel would it be? The word of the Lord comes to Jeremiah, and for a purpose, for the church, for Jerusalem, to encourage him. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, you know, we are made to wait for the word of the Lord. Think of Elijah. You know, he had to go all the way to Horeb for instruction. The strange dealings of God, aren't they? But he was running away, you know. Who would have thought Elijah would have run away from Queen Jezebel? What, when he just had a mighty deliverance on Carmel? When he had slain the prophets of Baal? He runs away from a message of a wicked woman. Well, where had God got to then? So he tried his heart. The Lord met him under the juniper tree, had sympathy with him, understood him. Arise, eat, the journey's too great. What a mercy. That was a little token in the midst of a sorrow, you know. One of deliverance was a token of help. Journey's too great. And understanding God, Elijah understood there. The Lord knew him, the Lord understood, the Lord has undertaking for him in his case. And he journeys on to Horeb. But he has to come away. He can't stay there, can he? But the still small voice came. Friend, the word of the Lord came, not in the fire, not in the earthquake, but in grace. In grace, in mercy, in the quietness of the Spirit. And it does, doesn't it? It does, it does. It does. We can say it, can't we? It does come. Even in turmoil, it drops in. You know the voice of the Lord. You know the voice of the Spirit. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And you'll only get to heaven like that, you know. Not in any might or power, but by my Spirit. You'll only know the Lord Jesus Christ by his Spirit. And here in the prison, Jeremiah, dear friend, after the prayer and after the promise of the purchase of the land from his cousin and the sealing, and we won't go into all the detail of it, the word of the Lord comes, you see. All this has taken place, the purchase, the signing, the sealing, the hiding in the earthen vessel and so forth. And then the word of the Lord comes. The word of the Lord comes. That was better than 10,000 signatures, you know. But it was an outward sign. It was a sign to the witnesses. It was a sign to Jeremiah. The Lord even laid it in the earth. A covenant promise. Behold, he says, I am the Lord. You know, it'll be true worship if you can't get beyond words like that. I am the, behold, I am the Lord. Or may you know that he speaks to your heart, behold, I am the Lord. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. I'll fill it with answers. I'll fill it with praise. I'll fill it with my Spirit. In other words, make your request known unto God. I am the Lord, I am the Lord. Behold, I am the Lord. He says to Jeremiah. Jeremiah was anointed a prophet before, well, from the womb. but he's still waiting on the Lord, isn't he? In fact, he's had to wait on the Lord, and he had to wait on the Lord all his days. And you've got to wait on the Lord all your days until the Lord speak. You know, the Lord will speak. I will wait to hear what the Lord will say unto me. It says Habakkuk, and the just shall live by his faith. I will hear what God the Lord doth speak, says the psalmist. He will speak peace unto his people, and he will speak peace unto his people. Yes, he speaks and speaks to thee. May help thee to believe. Then thou will presently wilt see, thou hast little cause to grieve. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. All flesh. He's not the God of all flesh in covenant ties, but in his mighty power as a creator, and as the Lord of all the earth. And by me kings reign. You see, dear friend, Jeremiah knew why they were in trouble. And if you're taught of the Lord, you'll know why you have your times of trouble. You may not know straight away, but you will in due time. You know, but if the Lord shows you those things, he's showing you for a reason. To deliver you. To answer you. To appear for you. To make himself known. You know, God could not abandon Judah. It's impossible. He could not abandon Judah. He could never forsake Jerusalem. For his son must come forth and be crucified. He must be rejected. He could not abandon the people of Israel until he had performed his word. And he will never abandon his church for the same oath, the same promise in Christ until the church be gathered home. He cannot forsake the work of his own hands, can he? Can he? Have you been led to the wounds? Do you long to be led to the wounds? I'll put it that way round. Friends, are the hands of Christ precious to your heart? Can I say more than anything else? I don't think I exaggerate there. In fact, I know I don't. But I'm not trying to lay down a very high experience. That's what I don't want to do. But they will be precious. His feet. Friend, those feet that walked to Jerusalem. Those feet that he relaxed at the well, weary with the journey. More than that. Friend, those feet. You see, everything had to be crucified. Everything. The hands to will and do, and the feet to walk. A real sacrifice. Taken out of the way. Are they precious to you? Can you forsake the work of his hand, of his cross? Friend, he cannot forsake his people. He said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. But I am the God of all flesh. You know, God's poor ones learned this. You know, think of that widow at Zarephath. You know, all she had left was a barrel of meal. Not a barrel of meal. A little meal left. And a little oil. In the cruise, just a little, just a handful, just enough for one last meal. What are they going to do? That's all she's got left, friend. And when that's done, that's it. You know, but the Lord remembered her. You know, we tend to think of, well, I tend to think of Elijah quite a lot sometimes. And we can almost overlook the dear woman. Loved of God. Loved of God. And both were provided for. You see, God said that are there raised up a widow woman to provide for thee. But it wasn't that at all. It was the Lord providing. Poor woman, and couldn't do anything, could she? Well, there's a hopeless case there. You know, but the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. I know all he just says is, thus saith the Lord, the barrel of meal shall not waste, nor the cruse of oil fail, till the day the Lord bringeth rain upon the earth. You see, it's what the Lord says. It's what the Lord says. And it won't fail. It won't fail. Poor woman. She's a gracious woman, you know. How do I know that? Because when her son died, she went straight away to confess her sin. She quite thought Elijah had come to send to judge her. Friend, and you think every trial and every sorrow is the last judgment for you. But it's not. There's a friend, it's easy to say these things in public. Jolly hard to walk them out. You know, destroy it not. Have you ever wished you were in a different pathway? If only I could be... Why did I do that? If only I'd done that, it'd be much better for me. But fancy going that way. Think of Bunyan. Christian... often mention this. I love that a little account. Well, I love the whole of it. There's many sacred gems in the Pilgrim's Progress, but you see, they were lured to Bypath Meadow, but they knew what deliverance was, you see. You can't believe it, can you? Fancy. It wasn't wrong. It was wrong for them to do that. But it's nature, you see. It's nature. When you're... it's bad news, I know. You will go astray. All we like sheep have gone astray. It's all right to say that in chapel, in front of chapel friends, isn't it? All we like sheep have gone astray. Haven't we? Deliverance. A purpose of grace. Election might stand. The awful experience of a giant. Well, despair is a giant. And fear and trembling. You think of that account. A little key in the breast pocket. A little key. Key. It opened the door. A key of promise. I love that account because the key of promise often has opened me out of my prison cell. But you know, dear friend, it's lying there in the heart, but it's not used, is it? Faith doesn't use it. Faith doesn't plead it. Faith doesn't cry to the Lord. But the Lord hid it from them until it was needed. And then they were delivered. That poor widow woman, she goes to Elijah. So poor man of God, have you come here to bring my sins to remembrance in slaying my child? You know, she was poor. But she witnessed God's providence. She partook of an exhaustless supply. An exhaustless supply. And she witnessed and rejoiced in a resurrection. A taught of God. Taught of God. Poor woman, she was a sinner. A sinner. You see, blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The God of all flesh. Resurrection. Healing. They came through the Dead Sea, did they not? The Dead Sea. The Red Sea, I meant to say. I'm a bit tired. They came to the waters of Marah. Why did they come to the waters of Marah? Why have you come to the waters of Marah? You know, they still drank of them, but Christ was in it. Christ was in it. God, the fiery pillar, cloudy pillar, didn't lead them to another lake, did he? He showed him a tree. Christ was in the bitterness. It became sweet. Jesus in their life. Then they could drink it. The God of all flesh. The God of all flesh. You know, but he makes a word with them and says, if they would diligently hearken to the voice of Lord thy God and will do that which is right in his sight and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I put none of these diseases upon thee which I put upon the Egyptians. Now our text is found in a time when judgment has come. Not the same judgments as Egypt upon the Egyptians. These are chastening judgments. Now that's the difference. That's the difference. Oh yes, there's death. Oh, there's plenty of death. In fact, awful, awful, awful things took place. But it's chastening. It's chastening. You know, he knew that they wouldn't keep it. But he says, does he not? For I am the Lord that healeth thee. The secret there is, dear friend, is to know him. And that's why the apostle says, that I might know, may know him. Or that I may know him. Know him more. Know his grace more. You know, you might think the wicked find out God in their judgments, but they don't, you know. They hate him. They don't find anything out about him until they're in anguish and despair at the bottomless pit. They don't desire to worship him or know him more or know his mercy. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. You see, I am the Lord. Behold, I am the Lord. My God, my Father, blissful name, oh, may I call thee mine. May I with sweet assurance claim a portion so divine. Poor dear Shunammite went to Elisha, didn't she? She said to him, did I not say, do not lie unto me, my Lord, whatever it was she said. Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? She wasn't deceived. Trial of faith. Friend, there was a loss, a complete loss. What the Lord had given, he now took away. He killed, he made alive. I'm the God of all flesh. Behold, I'm the Lord, the God of all flesh. Dear friends, he will have you worship as your Lord and your God, God of your life, God of your body, God of your circumstances. He will be God. God of your affections, God of your secrets, God of your pathway. He will be the Lord your God, and one day you'll praise him for it. Do you know our nature's awful, isn't it? Friend, the sinfulness of nature. No wonder as people get into tribulation, our nature would go away from him, would turn our back on him, yea, would have him out of it all. Do you know that's in your heart? The new man of grace, put there alone by God and the Spirit, will draw you to him, lead you to him, bring you to cry to him and to need him. And there you are, a poor thing, pulled one way one moment, looking to the Lord the next. The God of all flesh. There's many things we could say, dear friends. Look at dear Mary. For with God, nothing shall be impossible, says Gabriel. Referring to Mary, to the truth that Elizabeth has conceived, and that thou art going to be with child. Oh, with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing. What do you face tonight? You know, I came all the way up here without a text. I won't make an issue on it. Some might do, but I'm too ashamed, really. But I've had to tell you that. But it makes me feel pretty ashamed sometimes. You know, for with God nothing shall be impossible. I'm the God of all flesh. All flesh, friend. He hardened Pharaoh's heart. And Pharaoh told Moses, don't let me see your face again. And Moses said, verily you won't see my face again. And he never did. And he was overthrown in the Red Sea, the God of all flesh. The disciples had to pray, behold their threatenings. Behold their threatenings. God of all flesh beholds their threatenings. Friend, you might receive a letter, you might receive a phone call, you might receive news. You didn't know about it until it came, did you? The Lord saw it being planned. The Lord saw what was in the heart. The God of all flesh. But he will have us turn to him. And he will have us be like a little child. And wait on him. And cry to him. You know, that's where pride's crucified, you know, in tribulation. Isn't it? Pride is crucified in tribulation. We're quite strong, you know, until we get into trouble. And then we become as little children. Divine teaching. And have to go to the Lord with a simple prayer. Sometimes it's such an agony, you can't pray. But you have to go to the Lord and look and wait and watch. And as it were, put your eye up and your heart up. Such is the weight of the sorrow and the fear and the trembling. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Now look, we haven't spiritualized. Well, I say spiritualized. We want to come to fundamental things. I don't want to just dwell on providence. We mustn't go through the evening surely without bringing forth the glory of salvation into the Word. That besetting sin, can it be subdued? Can all your sins be forgiven? You know, Christ in his humiliation, made like unto his people, had to look to his Father for help, bearing in mind he'd ever been one with him. He didn't have to look to him in heaven because he was one with him, the eternal Son. There was not coordination or cooperation or communication in the Trinity, friends. It's one eternal now, one purpose, one essence. He dwells in the Father. They are one. But in his humiliation, made like unto his brethren, he had to pray for help. And he raised him from the dead. I know some get confused, but Christ had that power to take up his life again. But he did say, this I have received of my Father. You see, the made like unto his brethren, your great high priest in glory, who died a full atonement. Friends, a full atonement. As the flood drowned the world in judgment, so does grace cover every sin. Every sin. Grace conquers every sin. Every sin forgiven. The blood of the Lamb of God, dear friend, is your one place, your one hope, your one abiding place under its shade. Pleading its efficacy is the blood of the Lamb. And it's a token of his love to us. The God of all flesh, is there anything too hard for me? Can he bless me? Will he bless me? Will he answer my prayer? Will he help me? Will he appear for me in the pathway I'm in? Will he provide for me? Have you made your petition to the Lord? There's one thing, dear friend, I don't know about you, but we don't go about saying to the Lord, well, Lord, I had such a power of prayer in that place, I have to leave that, I'm not going to criticise. I can't do that. My prayers are so poor. You know, we get some, I'm not going to boast because I need some answers, but we have had some mighty answers from the poorest of prayers. It's not what you feel, you know, in religion. It's what the Lord does, what he leads you to, his fullness. Can the Lord provide? Can he speak? Will he come and bless me? Will I have a full assurance of faith? Will I feel his love flow into my soul? He's the God of all flesh, you know. Can he overcome this besetting sin, this temptation? Can he overcome the enemy? Can he bring me through? Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Now I want to come to it personally. Friend, we're flesh and blood. He has a mighty power, and I know he's over all flesh, and this is what the word means. And he overrules Nebuchadnezzar and Ahasuerus and so forth, down to Cyrus. But leaving all that aside, dear friend, is anything too hard for the church, for they shall be restored? Think of Zion. I don't go around preaching about Zion, friends. It wearies me. It upsets me sometimes. I went into a vestry and all the man wanted to talk about, the poor state of Zion. I know church is in a terrible state. I had a job not to get cross. I've got to preach. Friend, I don't go talking about Zion. You know, but will he revive me? The place I attend. Will he appear for us in the church? Will he undertake for us? Are you a praying soul? You know, one man praying for a city. You know, he may not get honour, as the word tells us, but one praying soul in a church, the Lord won't forsake. You know, wicked Sodom would be spared for 10 righteous only. 10 righteous. And that wasn't a church. And Lot came out of it. The God of all flesh, is there anything too hard for me? What is your case tonight? For with God nothing shall be impossible. Oh, to feel it, friend. You know, you hear a minister preach, he quotes a lovely text and wonderful sermon. You go home heavy. It's not reached me. It's not touched me. Not into my case. Got no faith. I can't believe it's for me. Can't believe it for me. The blessing. You think of the poor woman, the man at Bethesda's pool. 38 years. It mind boggles at this. I said it many times. I know I have here. You know, another steppeth down before me. You know, there was a poor man, wasn't he? But he was in the means of grace, you know. He had living faith. That angel came from heaven, you know. It didn't just come from nowhere. It was a heavenly angel. And there was a merciful heavenly healing. And he struggled to get into it. And every time he failed. All appointed, you know. It's easy for me to stand up and say, well, it was until Jesus came. You hear all these things. Put yourself in the man's shoes. You won't talk so freely then. God be merciful. But it's true though, you know. There was an appointed time. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Perhaps you've got a trial with someone, an enemy, I don't know. The God of all flesh. Will the Lord open that door? Dear friend, wait for the Lord to open it. He will open it. Don't try and open it yourself. You know, I know what it is to go before the Lord. I will say this, he won't forsake you, but he'll bring you pretty low, you know, to know your error, to know what you've done. And you'll have to wait for him to appear. He will have you wait for him, you know. He will have you wait for him. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. But he can take you to heaven at last, you know. You will see his face. Friend, we wait so often, don't we? For him to reveal himself to us. Quite right. Why? Friend, it isn't just that you can settle down and say, well, I'm now safe and secure. Perhaps there's someone who's thinking that, oh, if only the Lord had blessed me, I'd never doubt anymore. I've said it 1,000 times myself. No, it's preparation for glory. It's to turn your heart heavenward where he is. Affection set above. Well, perhaps there's a taking up of the cross. How shall I fare? How shall I manage in the church? Will they reject me? My experience is a poor experience. Well, friend, if there's a member in the church here who's got a good experience, dear friend, he'll only fill them with pride. They'll be ashamed. One thing they'll do, though, is speak of him. Speak well of him. Can you speak of the Lord Jesus? Can you speak of his mercy, his help? Perhaps there's a complication in your life. Perhaps in Zion, I'm the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Will I be accepted? Friend, are you accepted in the Lamb? You'll be accepted in God's time before men. The God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Dear Lord, do come. I don't know what your prayer is, but I wish I could daily live upon, well, I do, I suppose, really, but not to my comfort always. I wish I, friend, we do live upon him daily. But it's in need, isn't it? It's in need, it's in weakness, it's in poverty, it's in shame, it's in sorrow. But we draw from the fountain. Friend, we do have our helps. And not just rare, or I'll be careful what I say, because his blessings are rich and rare, as William Gadsby says, but you know what I mean. There are those daily helps. There is that looking to him. There is that strength given. But will he bring me to heaven? How can I die? How can I face death? I fear I shall prove there to be a complete castaway hypocrite. All my sins exposed before all men, brought to nothing. Think of the resurrection, friends. What a solemn thought. Everything will be revealed. It's frightening, isn't it? Are your sins washed away? Your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know, hypocrite will not get away with it, but the resurrection, it's ever such a solemn thought. Come, Lord, come. Come, come, come to my soul. Come and wash me. Come and bless me. Take me to thyself at last. Be with me in the hour of death. Can he help you to die? Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Friend, this is a question. Do you know the answer? It's not just saying, well, I know you're God, and so it's all right. I know you can do anything. You know, I know thou canst do everything. But aren't you brought low for it? Aren't you brought low for it? The God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? What a question. I leave this question with you tonight. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Behold, you see, dear friends, behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. People talk about doors being open. They miss the first part. I have set before thee. Friend, my imagination's got many doors open. I have, the Lord has. You're waiting for me. I have set before thee an open door. You see, all to know him. The apostle emphasized, it was Christ in all things and everything. And he's in the text. Father, Son, and Spirit are in the text. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. He it opens, and no man can shut, and shuts, and no man... Do you know the other side, what it is to have a door shut, and you can't open it? Behold, I've set before thee an open door, my time and way. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. An impossibility. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Soul matter, spiritual matter, salvation, sin forgiven, the efficacious blessing of the blood of Jesus, sanctification, preparation, pathway, providence, trial, the smallest detail, a piece of machinery gone wrong. Friend, and it keeps staring at you, didn't it? When you go to bed at night, all you can think of is that breakdown. And it stares at you and stares at you and stares at you. And you can't see the Lord at all, can you? We get in some low places. Christ was brought low. Our sins were the cause of the hiding of his Father's face. Think of what it meant to the Lamb of God, to his Father hidden from him. But his own arm saved him. The will of God performed. Christ in his people's place. Behold, I am the Lord. There is an overcoming, you know. You've got to wait on the Lord for that machinery to get going, haven't you? And it won't go when you want it to. It's when the Lord will work and perform. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
God willing, Mr. Jonathan Bass will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Wheatley on Tuesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 1087. Was it for sin, for mortal guilt, the Saviour gave his vital blood? For sin, amazing anguish felt, the wrath of an offended God. Hymn 1087.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.